99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate competition and underestimate yourself.
Stop wishing for one day being happy and actually work towards it like it's a goal. It's a mountain I have to climb. It's something I have to do. And like I've always said, you're not just going to wake up one day and run into your highest self on the street. You are going to go down a dark, narrow, twisted road of self-discovery and hard work to arrive upon the best version of yourself.
There's not one loser on earth. There's just people that are currently losing. And now let me break your fucking brain. Losing is fun, especially when the game's not over, because then you get the fucking joy of getting out of the loss.
My life, I blamed everybody. And a lot of people had a lot to do with my failures, but it's now mine to own. And every day I went through and I tried to kind of like solve these problems. And the biggest problem was trying to fit in. I was trying to fit in. I was blaming other people. I wasn't taking accountability for my own actions. I was doing all these things wrong. And I felt like, man, I have to now really start to overcome my fears.
What's your downside? Shame? Shame is your downside? Someone wagging their finger at you, saying you broke a rule that doesn't exist, that I made up to make you feel bad? Fuck them. You're gonna die. And so are they. So get what you want.
Sometimes you think you need all this help when you gotta fight your own fight. Yeah, it's good to get help once in a while, but sooner or later you won't know how to get through anything. You have to struggle to succeed and to feel proud of yourself. You're only going to become what you're able to overcome. And the reality is, if you don't struggle, you'll never fly.
Do all that you can do. And when you've done all you can do, and hell still comes to breakfast, let it finish out and pick up the pieces, learn from it, and start all over again.
Every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success. The sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm.
So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. This decision is yours and yours alone.
How many of us live day in and day out applying our life to something that doesn't matter to us in the end? Something that doesn't ignite the passion or the fire within our soul, that is a sign that you are not stepping in your calling, that you are not walking on the path that was intended for you, the path that will ultimately lead to the impact left on this earth.
There's a great gulf between your role and your identity. Your role can change. One day you could be employed, the next unemployed, but your identity will always remain. It's who you are when no one else is watching. Your identity is the thing that has been given to you that is so unique that there is no one on earth like you.
And so the question remains, and I ask people all the time, man, who are you when it goes south, man? Not when you get what you want. We know when the sun's shining and you get what you want, you're gonna smile. But when you don't get what you want, when it doesn't go the way you want it to, even if it affects and impacts you on a physical level, who are you? Because that's the person that your kids are going to learn from. That's the person that your parents raise. That's the person that will go out and either positively or negatively affect and impact the world.
When will you stop looking on from the outside in and step into the arena and say, now is my time? Now is the time for me to showcase all of the greatness within me. This is a fight I am showing up to. Win or lose, people will know that I was here because this mattered. This mattered enough to get beaten and bloody and sweaty and be tired and walk into that 15th round stumbling, knowing that I've got nothing left in the tank, but still I show up, still I stand, still I rise because I have just enough left in me to show that this was worth it to me.
You are not playing a character, you are to build character. That character are the building blocks in which your family will build your memory, and that is what will carry on your name. But as all you are is a title that you've already lost.
But what's the separating factor? When talent meets talent, talent is no longer enough. When talent meets talent, talent is no longer enough. Now it's about who has character. Now it's about who has integrity. Now it's about who's dedicated, who's committed. Now it's about who's going to show up on time. Now it's about who's willing to do extra.
Potential's a pretty scary thing because there's two sides of it. There's what you could do with it and what you won't do with it. Just imagine if you woke up every day filled with purpose and got to work first. What if you stayed late? What if you did more than what was required of you? What if you set the example every day? Until you approach every day like you're on a one-day contract, a multi-year will never be in your future.
Live with purpose. You owe it to them and to yourself. Take a moment and think about the journey that brought you here. Not just your personal journey, but the long, winding roads your ancestors walked, the sacrifices they made, the dreams they carried, and the love they poured into building a world where you could exist. Think about your family, your friends, the people who have been there for you, looking out for you, believing in you. Now ask yourself, are you living up to that? Are you honoring their efforts, their love, their sacrifices? You see, the best advice I can give you is this. Keep in mind that you are here because of others who cared enough to give you this chance. And because of that, you owe it to them. No excuses. No shortcuts. You owe them your absolute best. Every one of us carries a legacy, whether we realize it or not. Think about your ancestors, people who lived in times far tougher than ours. They didn't have the luxuries we take for granted today. They fought wars, endured hardships, and made unimaginable sacrifices, all to create a world that's just a little bit better for the next generation. What's your role in this legacy? Are you moving it forward or are you letting it stagnate? Because here's the truth, it's not enough to simply exist. Life isn't about coasting, it's about contributing, growing, and building something greater than yourself. When you slack off, when you settle for mediocrity, you're not just shortchanging yourself, you're dishonoring all those who came before you and all those who will come after you. But life demands effort. It demands purpose. And it demands that you honor the debt you owe to the people who brought you here. Imagine disappointing someone who gave you everything they had to see you succeed. Not because you failed, but because you didn't try. You owe it to the people who love you to be your best self. Not because they demand it, but because they deserve it. They deserve to see you thrive. To see you become the person they always knew you could be. That's how you repay them. Not with words, but with action. Gratitude is a powerful thing. It's not just about saying thank you. It's about living thank you. It's about showing through your actions that you appreciate the opportunities and the love you've been given. When you wake up in the morning, think about all the people who have poured into your life. Think about the fact that you're here, breathing, living, with endless potential ahead of you. That's a gift. A gift not everyone gets. And the best way to honor that gift is to use it. It's about finding the motivation to push through challenges, not just for yourself, but for everyone who has helped you along the way. Gratitude is what turns obligation into inspiration. Here's the hard truth. Comfort is the enemy of growth. When you sit around, content with a bare minimum, you're not just wasting time, you're wasting potential. And wasting potential is one of the greatest disservices you can do to yourself and to those who believe in you. Yes, life gets tough. Yes, there are moments when you'll want to give up. But those moments are where character is built. The more you push through discomfort, the stronger you become. And the stronger you become, the more you can give back to your family, your community, and the world. Even on the days when it feels impossible. Your purpose isn't just about you. It's about how you can use your gifts, your talents, and your time to make an impact. Because at the end of the day, the greatest fulfillment comes not from what you take, but from what you give. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Self-doubt. We've all felt it, that nagging voice in the back of your head that says you're not good enough, that you're going to fail, that you should just give up. But let me tell you something. That voice is a liar. It's not the truth. The truth is that you are capable of far more than you can imagine. The truth is that every great person you admire, every artist, every leader, every innovator, started out just like you, with doubts and fears. What set them apart was their refusal to let that voice win. So, the next time self-doubt creeps in, remember this. You are not your doubts. You are your actions. And every time you take a step forward, no matter how small, you're proving that voice wrong. Now that you've heard all this, the question is, what will you do? Will you let these words wash over you and then go back to the same old habits? Or will you take this moment as a turning point? Life is a debt we repay with effort. And every step you take, every goal you achieve, every ounce of effort you give, it all counts, it all matters, and it all brings you closer to becoming the person you were meant to be. You're not alone in this journey. You have a legacy behind you, a community around you, and a purpose ahead of you. The road might not always be easy, but it will always be worth it. So, when you feel like giving up, think of the faces of those who love you. Think of the sacrifices that paved the way for you. Think of the potential within you that's just waiting to be unleashed. You owe it to them. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to the future that you're building. Not just for you, but for everyone who will come after you. Remember, life isn't about perfection. It's about effort. It's about trying your hardest every single day. Even when it's tough. Even when it feels like you're not making progress. Because every little step counts. Every little effort adds up. You've got what it takes. You're stronger than you think. Smarter than you believe. But none of that matters unless you take action. Start now. Start today. And don't stop until you've given it your all. Visual. A young person from earlier running toward the horizon as the sun sets. Symbolizing determination and hope. And voiceover. Closing lines. This is your life. This is your moment. Make it count. Honor those who believed in you. Repay the love and sacrifices that brought you here. And most importantly, believe in yourself. You owe it to the world, and you owe it to the greatness within you.
What are you creating today? What are you doing today to move the needle forward? You have everything that you need to succeed. It's already within you. The discipline, the confidence, the courage, the compassion and grace. It's all in you. The information you need is going to be from your own process. You understand? Your own failures. Getting into action and seeing what happens is all you need.
You have to have the courage to go after what it is that you truly want to do. That's the thing that separates people. Because people work hard all day long. They're working hard, but they're working hard, and at the same time, they're believing that it's not possible for them. What do you have faith in? Do you really believe you can do that? Are you willing to sacrifice to get that? Or are you just going to keep this job that you hate because you're afraid?
You're not being tempted to give up because it's hard for you and because it's not meant for you. but you're being tempted to give up because life is weeding out all the people who don't really want it. You are being tested to see if you're the one who's meant for this vision, to see if you're the one who can not only attain it, but keep it, nurture it, and teach others to go get it. Those are the ones who are gonna get it.
If you're ambitious and you have a desire and you're willing to dedicate 1,000 days, I will tell you that your life in 2.5-3 years will look dramatically different. Can you wake up every day for 1,000 days and do the work? Well, what's the work? You know what the work is. The work is keeping the commitments you make to yourself, working on your body, working on your self-esteem, working on your spirituality, working on your mind, working on the skill sets that makes you more valuable to your team.
Keep showing up for yourself. Keep taking steps towards your goals and stretching your view on what's possible for you. There's usually no switch that flips that gets you to where you want to be. But the compounding of your habits over time is what really moves the needle. So be intentional with your time. Although they might seem insignificant right now, the small actions and decisions you make today will shape the trajectory of your life. Stay the course.
The brutal fact about success is this. It makes you complacent. It makes you arrogant. God, it makes you closed-minded. It causes you to build a fence around your success and say, boy, I don't want to lose this. And so you get I got to hold on to it mindset. You see, the objective of your life, or the objective of business, is to improve every day. What part of improve do we not understand? What part of every day do we not understand? We are constantly improving. Use your success as a stepping stone, not a pedestal.
If you want to be anything special and last for a long time, it comes with discipline, 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 discipline. Like really understanding the word of discipline and sticking to it. Set a goal, be disciplined to that goal.
If you have a mindset and a mentality of what you cannot have, you never will. If you are able to adjust it, no matter where you came from, no matter what your people said to you, no matter how bad it was, none of that matters. If you can get your mind around a dream, a goal, a possibility, it will become your life.
I think a lot of you don't have the courage to forgive yourself. You feel like you have a life now and you're basing it off of your past. You have your family that probably tells you, hey, I remember when you did this. I remember when you made this mistake. And you're a prisoner of your own mind. So you have to have the courage to say, hey, I forgive myself. I deserve it. I have my why. Viper, would you believe in? But the thing is, if you're caging yourself because of your past, you're never going to get ahead. Whoever it is that you believe in, whoever it is that you look up to, they made the same mistakes you did. So just release yourself. Forgive yourself. It doesn't matter what you did in the past. You are here because you're going to recreate yourself. You're here because you're no longer that person. So give yourself permission right now to forgive yourself, and you do deserve it.
The people who we consider to be chosen, people you see on TV, the people who are going after their purpose, a lot of the times we just think that they're chosen, they're special, it's only them. It's not meant for me. I wasn't picked for a life like that. But really, those who are chosen are just those who chose to be chosen. They're the ones that said, it's me. They're the ones that said, I have everything necessary. Why not me? What makes them so special?
I don't know how to. You never let your mind ever again disempower you and say, well, yes, that's just how it is. Instead, success and growth requires you to say, I don't know how to do that. So it is my job to learn that. It switches you from disempowered to a skill builder. It switches you from a fixed mindset. I don't know how. I only have these capabilities, into a growth mindset. I will learn. I can expand. I can change. I can get better. That's the critical moment of transformation.
And I'm obsessed with being the best version of myself. And that's a daily thing. I'm obsessed with finding myself now and not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself. And realizing that that is enough. Giving your best is enough. And sometimes we lose track of that when everybody's telling you who and what you are. So for anybody out there, you know, you're enough, man.
You're not ready. You're still talking about what other people are going to say. You're still talking about what other people think. You're still talking about how they hate you. No shit, they fucking hate you. You're out trying to do something. You're out trying to build something. You're out trying to be better. And they're not. And they know what that's going to lead to. So no shit, you're going to get some hate. That's reality. But you'll never move past the beginning stages of your journey worrying about what other people think. Stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. Go do your thing.
A lot of people out there dreaming. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their fucking master. Ran by a graveyard and I looked out there and I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there and just are so upset with how you lived your life. Regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro.
Life isn't fair. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder, to test us, to drive us. Mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. No matter where you come from, the sewer, or wherever you think you're from, nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
You wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. That's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I need.
There's always someone out there is working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that that's someone out there is more than forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. In life, a lot of times, a lot of us have that person out there. It may not be a name or a face to him, but he exists. Who are you on those days you don't want to do things? It's easy to conquer when it's good weather, you got good sleep, you feel great. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on this day when all hell's broke loose? Body's dumb, you're sore, you're depressed, you're miserable. Who are you on those days? Life with the most brutal endurance sport of all time. And that's what you have to love about. Life continues to attack us. There are no timeouts.
Are you out there who are trying to get better, who are looking for more? Who on January 1, don't give a f- it's just a Sunday to you. If you all there were waking up tired of being a bitch, we're waking up tired of being afraid, we're waking up tired of being a victim. Those of you out there who aren't half-stepping, I appreciate you all. Stay hard.
The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. Never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me on a dark alley, running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no more thing. I was grinding.
The problem that most of us have is we think that we're all alone. We think that we're the only ones going through all this stuff. Your vision becomes very narrowed. And I was able to look down at the world, and all of us are jacked up. Some of us hide it better than others, but we're all jacked up. And once you realize that, you know, you got to come out of your shell. You got to accept who you are. You got to accept the demons that life gave you. You got to be able to look them in the mirror, look them in the eyes, say, okay, I'm going to start fixing these things. But if you think that you're by yourself, the reality of your life becomes very, very horrible, and you're not. We are all jacked up. And once you realize that, man, you don't even look at the crowd anymore. You look at your own race, you do your own race, you do your own thing. and you finally find out who you're supposed to be in this life.
So many people that had the ability and just refuse to get off that couch, refuse to study a few more hours, refuse to go deeper, to go further. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak.
Biggest advice is shut off your phones, shut off all technology, find a dark, quiet place for you to think. You have to think first. And then when you think, you have to think, okay, what's my purpose in life? From your purpose, now you found, okay, I found my purpose. What are my goals now? Can you find your goals? Now you gotta sit down and plan. Plan, how am I gonna accomplish these goals? Then from there, the hardest part is you have to put the action in. And that's where everybody fails.
You're missing the story, man. Am I happy? What the f*** do you think? Don't misunderstand the passion in which I speak for not being intensely happy. Happiest person in the world. But I'm not done. So I'm not gonna speak to you like, oh man, everything's great. No, I have a lot more to do. A lot more to do.
Become a better person. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you wanna be, is constantly facing the things that you don't wanna face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't wanna face, how is there growth?
I'm always sharpening my sword. And how I sharpen my sword is I have a mentality of my refrigerator is never full. I've never arrived. And every time I get close to the top of a mountain, I fall back down on purpose. I believe that the true growth is at scratch. There has to be friction in your life for you to be able to move forward.
Life is short. Life is precious. Spend that time with the people you love, the people you want to give that time to. Real friends, real family. Everybody else, they're just sucking up the air you breathe. A lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Stay hard.
We're all f***ed up. Stop judging yourself against other f***ed up people who are hitting it better than you. That's all they've done. They've mastered it better than you have, and now they're flipping it back on you and saying you're f***ed up. Life is one big head game. And once you learn to play the motherfucking head game, no longer a game anymore at all. You start living your life.
So you have an image of what you want your life to be like, but you'd seriously allow an arbitrary self-doubt to get in the way of that? You see, the people that get what they want in this life are the ones that believed they would before it happened. And I promise you are made for a lot more than watching someone else live that life. The work of all this is going to be found in giving yourself the evidence that you ought to bet on yourself. And when that confidence is ingrained in who you are, you'll have zero reason to believe you'll fall short of what you're searching for.
People talk all the time about wanting to find success or be successful in something. They talk about wanting to accomplish something, at the end of which would be success. Yet they've never sat down and taken the time to actually define what success looks like. They've never really identified what that dream is. If you don't have the dream defined, then how do you know when you get there? And more importantly, if that dream is not defined, how do I know when I'm making progress towards that dream? And then once I've defined it, once I've defined what that looks like, then I can start to feel what it takes to get there. Then I can say, now I've defined it. Now I'm willing to put in the time. I'm willing to make the effort. I'm willing to make the sacrifices. I'm willing to do the things that will change who I am, that will allow me to be successful at the end of this journey. And I know full well that while I'm putting in the work, there are going to be challenges and obstacles along the way. I'm going to get knocked down. But when I am intentional about what my success looks like, when I'm intentional with that definition, when I know the significance, the why of going after that success, it makes it so much easier to get back up when I get knocked down. And success without challenges is not nearly as rewarding. Is success where I have to put in the blood, sweat, and tears to get there.
There are the days that we want and the days that we get. The important question is, how do we handle it when we get the ones we don't want? There will always be points in life where things won't go according to plan. There are external factors and variables that are out of your control. That's just life. You can't focus on them. Instead, how do you rise to the occasion? How do you stay positive? How do you stay focused? How do you look at what's in front of you and say, okay, this is what we have, let's make the best of it? Because I guarantee you, if you make the best of a day that hasn't gone to plan, it won't take you that far off course in life. But if you spend all of those days worrying about what wasn't, it's going to be hard to win. So instead, take control. Make everything of what's in front of you. You won't be disappointed. Take the day, and it will be your day.
The countless nights that you've spent staring up at the ceiling, wondering if you're delusional, if you are truly capable of obtaining what your heart tells you is yours, the days go by and it feels like nothing is moving, the effort, it feels unrewarded. When will I win? When will I be freed from this dreadful cycle of stagnation? My friend, every dead end, every inch of doubt, it all feeds the fire. The fire that is molding you into your purest form, but you have to learn to live in the heat.
One thing I need you to understand and realize is that fear that's holding you back, it seems like it's an ocean wide, but it's only an inch deep. What you need to do is take that leap of faith within your own self and trust that you're going to be okay. And every single door that's locked inside of you will open, and your external reality will reflect, and your life will change.
The thing that makes success so exclusive and rare is that most people never understand the pain it takes to get there. And when they start on your path and get their first taste of it, they'll think something must be wrong and resort to quitting. I remember being on the other side of this concept where I recognized the pain it would take to emulate those I looked up to. And I remember thinking, there's no way it feels the same for them. But it does. If you think of what it would feel like to uphold the commitments that I do every single day, your assumptions are probably spot on. But what most people will never resonate with is the willingness to face that discomfort.
Imagine this. It's late at night. You're lying in bed, staring at the ceiling. The room is quiet, but your mind? It's loud. Thoughts keep circling like vultures. What if I had tried harder? What if I had spoken up? What if I had gone all in? That's the thing about regret. It's not the things you failed at that haunt you. It's the chances you didn't take. The moments you didn't give your all. The dreams you gave up on too soon. Here's the truth. Wondering what if is a slow poison. It eats at you. It whispers in your ear, you could have been more. You could have done more. And you are left wondering, what if I had just given it everything I had? Today I want to talk to you, a person watching this, a person who feels stuck, a person who's doubting themselves. This is your wake-up call. Stop holding back. Stop half-assing your life. Because the stakes are too high and the cost of regret is too heavy. Giving your all isn't just about effort. It's about heart. It's about showing up fully, even when you're tired, even when you're scared, even when the odds aren't in your favor. When you give your all, one, you silence the doubting voice inside you. Two, you prove to yourself that you're capable of more than you ever thought possible. Three, you redefine what's possible for your future. But here's the catch. Giving your all doesn't guarantee success. And that's where most people falter. They think, what's the point of trying so hard if I might fail? Let me tell you why. Because when you give your all, win, lose, or draw, you walk away with peace of mind. You walk away knowing you tried. And that sense of closure, that's priceless. Think about it. How many times have you regretted trying your best? Probably never. But how many times have you regretted holding back? Too many to count, right? Giving your all is a mindset shift. It's about saying, no matter what happens, I'm going to make sure that when I look back on this moment, I can say I gave it everything I had. Let's talk about a dangerous little phrase. Good enough.
We tell ourselves this all the time. My grades are good enough. My effort at work is good enough. This relationship is good enough. But deep down, we know the truth. Good enough is a lie we tell ourselves when we are too scared to push harder. Why? Because pushing harder is uncomfortable. It requires discipline, sacrifice, and the willingness to fail. It's easier to settle for good enough than to risk going all in. But here's the harsh reality. Good enough doesn't lead to greatness. It doesn't lead to fulfillment. It doesn't lead to the life you dream about. It leads to mediocrity. And mediocrity. That's where regret lives. Here's what happens when you aim for good enough. 1. You cheat yourself out of your potential. 2. You rob yourself of the chance to see how far you can go. 3. You create a pattern of settling for less than you deserve, less than you're capable of. But when you aim higher, when you say, good enough isn't good enough for me, everything changes. Let's address the elephant in the room. Fear. Fear of failure is the hash one reason people hold back. And I get it. Nobody likes to fail. But here's the thing. Failure isn't the enemy. Fear is. Failure teaches you. It builds resilience. It forces you to grow. Fear, on the other hand, paralyzes you. It keeps you small. Think about this. Every successful person you admire, every athlete, entrepreneur, artist, has failed. Repeatedly. The difference between them and everyone else. They didn't let fear stop them. The key is to change how you see failure. Stop seeing it as an end. Start seeing it as a step, a lesson, a necessary part of the process. And let me be real with you. Giving your all doesn't mean you won't feel fear. It doesn't mean you won't fail. It means you won't let those things define you. Here's a hard truth. You can't give your all without commitment. Commitment means showing up, even when it's hard. Even when it's inconvenient, even when no one is watching. It's the decision to keep going, no matter what. But commitment isn't just about discipline. It's about passion. It's about finding something that matters so much to you that quitting isn't an option. Let me ask you something. What's your why? What's the thing that lights a fire in you? What's the thing you'd fight for, cry for, stay up all night for? When you find that thing, hold on to it. Let it drive you. Let it push you to give your all. Every single day. At the end of the day, life isn't about winning or losing. It's about how you play the game. It's about whether you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I gave it everything I had. Because here's the truth. The outcome doesn't matter as much as you think it does. What matters is the effort. The intention. The willingness to try. So, don't half-ass it. Don't hold back. Don't settle for good enough. Whatever it is you're chasing, your dream job, your fitness goal, your relationships, go all in. Give it your all. Win, lose, or draw. You'll walk away with something far more valuable than success. You'll walk away with peace of mind. You'll walk away knowing you lived fully. You'll walk away without regrets. And that's worth everything. Now, it's your turn. What's the one thing in your life you've been holding back on? What's the one area where you've been settling for good enough? Take a moment, think about it, and then make a decision. No more holding back. Starting today, you're going to give it everything you've got. Let's make sure no one is lying awake at night wondering, what if? Remember, your life is too important to half-ass it, so go out there and give it your all.
You don't have to be who you were yesterday. You don't have to be who you've been your whole life. If right now you can picture the version of yourself that you'd like to be, you can be them. Just right now, start pretending. Do the things they do, say the things they'd say, and before long, you won't be pretending. A lot of people will tell you that's not true, but it is. It's what I did, and it works.
Best place to start is just to start. Don't complicate it. How you start the next best-selling book, you write a page. How do you start a marathon? The first walk. And continue with that one commitment. In the sun, in the rain,
when you're scared, when you're strong. And what starts to happen is the more you stay with that commitment, the stronger you grow.
If you're someone who loses sleep at night because they want a successful future so bad, regardless if you want to be a content creator, you want to grow your personal brand, you want to start an online business, whatever your vehicle is that's going to get you there, I need you to know how quickly your life can really change, because I did it. This road is tiresome and exhausting and lonely,
and you hit dead end after dead end, and it feels like you're not really getting anywhere most of the time. But you never know when your day is going to come.
So you never know when your break is going to come. But you have to just consistently show up, even if it feels like you're not getting anywhere, even if you don't feel like it, even if whatever, because that's how it's going to feel most of the time. That's just the way it is, and that's why most people don't make it. If you can manage to be that person, I promise you.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do, do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't overleverage yourself. Don't overleverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would it. That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. And you half-ass something and you just don't know. Whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out. And that ain't for me. Or I found out and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to. But the limbo of not knowing, if you half-ass something, the limbo of going, I hedge my bet, you don't know.
Success isn't built in the spotlight. It's built in silence. In the moments no one else will ever know about, what people see is just the tip of the iceberg. But what they don't see is where the real story lies. It's not just about showing up when everyone's watching. It's the grind in the dark, the hours spent mastering the smallest details, and the discipline to keep going even when it feels pointless. So put in the work when no one's looking, because that's what separates those who want it from those who make it happen.
The problem with lies is when you lie to yourself, you close the door on what's possible and you keep yourself stuck. And when you tell yourself that lie, whether it's a relationship that didn't work out or a job that didn't work out, that's what you become. The truth is this, you've never failed because everything that you do is preparing you for what comes next. That's the truth. You are never failing. You are never stuck. And if you can look backwards and see how everything has led you here, why can't you stand where you are here and tell yourself the truth that where I am now is leading me to where I need to be in the future?
Our limitations exist within our own minds, and the most important quality or characteristic that you can develop for happiness and success is to be unstoppable. It's by the basic psychological behavioral development principle of simply saying it to yourself. Because whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it and talk it and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. And just simply decide, these are my dreams, and write them down. If you can clearly define that target, you can hit it. You eventually always hit the targets that you set for yourself. Allow your mind to float freely and ask yourself this question. What one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew it could not fail? And write it down. The very fact that you allow yourself to dream big dreams causes you to feel better about yourself, see yourself better, think of yourself better, and it starts the process of making yourself unstoppable.
I will win, I will win, I will win. When that negative voice pops into your head and tells you that you don't have it in you, that you should give up and go back to your old ways, that you don't have any chance at succeeding, you must tell yourself that you will win, as conviction is one of the greatest powers that you possess.
I mean, how many people do you know? I don't want to say later stages of their life, but after you've lived a couple of years, how many people wish they could have turned back the clock and done what they really wanted? And that's up to you, man. That's sort of the sneaking opposition of your life.
I chose to show up regardless every single day. There's a lot of things that you cannot control, but you can control your consistency. You can control stepping up to the plate. You can control your effort. Effort is something that is between you and you. Effort doesn't have to deal with anything else or anybody else. Consistency makes you legendary. If you're not consistent, it just don't mean that much to you.
You don't become wise through books. You don't become wise through formal education, and you certainly don't become wise by accepting the noise in this world as truth. You must dive deep into your own mind. You must explore the inner workings of your mental framework, and it is here where you will begin to understand yourself. When you begin to understand yourself on such a level, you begin to understand life.
But not life in the sense of what we see and observe. That is far too shallow. I mean life in the sense of what we feel.